I'm still trying to sort of reflect and evaluate. You know, I think it's too soon, straight after the game, to really evaluate. I'm not too sure where the game got away from us. It seemed to suck the life out of us, you know, the goal that Dagenham scored. You know, but I still, we've created so many chances to win this football match today, and it's been so one-sided. We'd looked at the stats before as I finished the game, and you know, they've penetrated our box twice in 95 minutes and scored two goals. So you know, we've got to do better. We don't get that time, you know, in the opposing box to have that time and that composure to finish. You know, we always seem to be being worked, and they've thrown the bodies online today. Dagenham, it's a really spirited performance, but we've still got to find that way to be clinical and ruthless, and our end quality weren't there, our end game wasn't on. But that's been a sort of trend over the last few games, so it's something, you know, I've got to look at and make sure I get right, because a lot of times in these games, if you score first, you know, you end up coming off the pitch with a positive equity, and we've not done that today.
In terms of this season, Bury were kind of promotion favourites at the start of the year, and a lot of teams are kind of coming here and sitting back. Is that something that your team and your squad are going to have to get used to, that teams are going to come here and they're not going to push out?
Well, they've done it all season. You know, we've won 7 on the spin at home, so you know, the last 2 or 3 games we've not performed to that high level, you know, and that's something that as manager I've got to make sure that we do perform to that high level, and I've got to make sure that you know, I get the players in such a state that they can perform to that level. So, you know, I'll be looking at what we do. I'll be looking at what we do as a staff and making sure that I give them players all they need to perform to their maximum levels, because the top class players, you know, they really are. They're fantastic players, and they've got the quality, you know, and they've got the desire. They want to do it. And we're just snatching at the minute. They seem, they feel, even though, you know, the stadium, you know, isn't full, they seem to be a pressure on them players to really perform and get that last bit right, and that's something we've got to find.
The 4 losses in a row are going to be the headline figure. Is it about kind of turning around the mentality of the players, getting the confidence back at the moment? Is that your job as a manager?
One, we'll do that. You know, we've got to stick together. That's what's absolutely crucial. You know, I won't allow any of my staff or the players to become victims of what's happening. We've got to work, you know, like we have been doing. We've got to work tirelessly to turn this bad run of form round. And you know, form's never permanent. You know, you can reverse it and recycle it, but certainly when I look at the team, there's been a lot of ins and outs, and a lot of we just need to refocus again and make sure that I get everyone on the training ground all refocusing and getting back on plan, and we'll do that.